At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff continues. We are live from Los Angeles with the celebrities, the icons, the superstars. And I'm not even talking about the players. I'm not talking about the Hall of Famers that are kicking it here. I'm talking about the crew. I'm talking about Nick Meraldo. I'm talking about Gump in the house. Let's do this thing.
Here we go.
These guys were harder to get on the show than, like, Russell Wilson.
Nah.
Maybe later, Gabe. Maybe later.
Later.
I'm like, Gump, where are you staying?
On,
he's like,
Gabe.
Well, West Hollywood. Hey, I love you guys, man. Love you. Thank you for everything. And I tell you what, like, it was a thrill of a lifetime. You guys do it every day with Pat. You do a great job. But it really meant a lot to me. I used to live in L.A. I was in a metal band, and I failed here coming back to Hollywood. You know, on the biggest platform, the biggest stage. Big thrill, though, for us.
Look at you now, a redemption
story.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Put on a fucking
and
show
I would not,
today, Gabe.
I would not.
Right off the bat.
Three.
That's right off
what's
the bat.
What's the over-under? We hit it already. The best is they asked right before. We're like, no.
Exactly.
And right away,
bam.
First thing. Hey, I figured, Gump, today I had to take my shot. Wasn't over the top, right?
No,
I had to take my shot.
It was the best. Perfect. Yeah. Super Bowl in L.A., dude. Let's
yeah,
go.
You know,
it was electric. You came through that curtain. I thought it was stone cold.
No, it was the best. Like, because you see, and it's not just a curtain. It's steel.
Yeah.
It's like real wrestling. Like, I just see Renzi's silhouette back there. He's foaming at the mouth. Cowboy. No, I saw him at the cage. He was ready. Dude, I'll tell you, that coat was the best investment you ever made. It is a hit. A
lot of compliments
on
that coat.
You're going to get me robbed in the hood later.
I wouldn't take it to Joe's Liquor. You like my NFL coat?
Me and Cameron on Pico and Grand, little sketchy up there, liquor store.
That's my liquor store.
I told Cam, yo, bro, don't be walking around with these passes.
I walk in with a Super Bowl lanyard. You got any Guinness?
Yeah, he does, really.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah. And I don't know, and maybe Gump knows the beer, Fin du Monde, end of the world.
Oh, that's strong.
Even here in L.A., Nick has a beer from Montreal, Quebec. It's called Fin du Monde in French. You know you're in trouble when the bottle has a picture of Satan on it.
Yeah, it's a picture of
like
hell
the devil
and Satan.
And it's called End of the World.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. I thought you guys only drank Labatt's and Molson Triple X.
No, that's
Cam's the beer drinker.
I'm a beer drinker.
What's the beer?
That's amateur night.
Do you miss Canadian beer? Are you drinking in Indianapolis?
Bud Light. Wine.
Wine. Wine. Wine.
He's drinking that watered-down American stuff. We used to go over to Niagara Falls when we were, like, 18, 19, because of the drinking age, obviously.
And it's amazing
we'd
to
load
me.
Up on Triple X.
Like, when you get a Pepsi in America, Canada, it's there.
Yeah.
The beer difference is insanity. I don't know what the hell, extra water.
Yep.
Like, I'm just sitting there
I got enough
water.
I don't need a stomach ache from a beer.
So, I did want to say, I would never have met Pat if it was not for meeting you guys. All this started because you go way back and watched us on the Score, right?
Yeah, I watched you guys on the Score growing up in British Columbia when nobody – you guys were talking about sports betting before anybody else was.
I was
do you know the same turkeys that used to ban this guy are calling me? I didn't want to spawn on the show. It's like, shut up, man. You used to call me and Gabe Pariah.
I was 16 years old, so that was how long ago. I'm 36 now. So 20 years ago, I was watching you guys do
we're
it.
We're getting old.
Man, so am I.
All right, so you guys kicked some serious ass last night. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let me repeat. AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe. I'm wrenching it. I'm kicking it live. Media Row, Los Angeles. Lay the hammer down. We're laying it down here right now. We got Mike Tenier of the New York Times going to step up and in a couple of moments. I don't even know who else. We were trying to get Russell Wilson. We thought it was a surprise, but for a really, like, supposedly Christian guy, it looks like he's going to blow us off. I'm just saying. You guys have his number? You guys are the big shots. No.
I don't know if he's coming on hard.
I
don't think it's the right
either.
Show. Yeah. Like, yeah, for him.
Wendy Williams show.
Yes!
Wendy Williams.
Sit down with Russell Wilson and Oprah.
Yes,
watch too. He's gonna turn the corner. Hey guys, and we're gonna be like Russell Wilson. He's gonna turn around.
What?
So listen, you guys, big show last night live. What the hell was going on over there? So did McAfee really get day passes? Hard to get, like, media credential day passes in. You guys got 200 freaks in.
It was open to fans.
So it was.
Yeah, and nobody knew that it was.
How do you check these guys out, though? They could be psychos.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
What's the test?
I just knew it was.
So they just show up?
We just knew it was open to fans. I have no clue how it works. They fucking got in here.
Couple L.A. locals came in and had a good time.
They're the cops. So Wiz did not light a spliff up. I heard he did.
I told you. These guys are a joke. I'll take Morenzi as a dog in any competition. Trust me, I know. It's a lock. He's the best bet ever.
Yeah, I want to get into a weed smoking competition with Snoop Dogg.
I agree.
That's the one
if
you guys know. I want to say, all right, Snoop, I'm not a hanger-on. I'm not a groupie, but you and I need to sit in a room for the next 3-4 hours. And we'll see who taps out first.
I was hoping it'd be like a 24-hour marathon.
I'll tell you, your buddy's got a problem.
Well, Pharrell, I'm driving in with Pharrell. And by the way, he's a horrible breakfast guest. Like, this guy, I got enough problems with diabetes. I got diabetes and a Titleist living in my stomach. And this guy makes me want to kill himself. Like, every day with Pharrell. God, I hate this. Man, Lipstick City, I just want to go back and see 34 Double D.
That's pretty good.
Get home.
That's pretty good, Scotty, right there.
Not bad. All right, listen. GTD continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Darling, Tone in the house. What's up, my man?
I'm finding a mic. Can you hear me from back here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, welcome welcome to the grid. Nothing but the best technology.
Where's the he's hosting. Hold on. We'll get the one mic for you.
One mic. What up, Tone? No, you know what? You got fans. They're like, hey, there's Tone in the back. You know, so we have to get show some love.
Listen, Gabe, you're the star of today.
Thanks for everything, guys. It was a real thrill. I mean, I'm just stoked looking at the Twitter. Emmitt Smith, Saquon Barkley, Jerry Jeudy, Sports Rage. Yes, I love that.
Usually it's Bob in Vermont.
I figured, the shades.
Love you, Bob.
The shades were a last-second decision. I had the shades. I was like, come on, I'm in L.A. I got to bring the shades out.
You did.
I think
you
I rattled
shades,
Pato and everyone. I told the story about the guy that impersonated me died.
Did he really?
I'll tell you, you rattled me because all weekend we've been going, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Dropping on Marenzi.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We're a health surfer. You know what I mean?
All right, so let me ask you guys, because you guys are tired. You've been here all week, and I don't know. You're probably going to, like, Roger Goodell's party now or something.
No,
they're not.
No smoke bowls. Imagine smoking a bowl. I'd love that. That stuff crosses my mind. Like, I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, what would happen if I just lit a fat spliff up? It would be a few minutes, and then you just see a bunch of cops.
You're right. You think
imagine being at Goodell's house and like just like you know, beautiful the party, beautiful in the back, just bust out a bong. Hey, thanks for the hospitality, Ross.
See you, Ron.
Keep it real. Keep it real. how the hell did this guy? You'd be like, I'm your long lost cousin Cam.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Ross, I'm Cam. Cameron Goodell.
I want to go to his basement. It looks comfortable and nail his scotch collection. I bet that guy's scotch collection is epic.
Goodell's loosened up. I liked him during the pandemic when he got a little drunk and he was slurring
it. It was fun.
With the fourth round and the Raiders back.
Pretending to eat those M&M's here. Sponsor the NFL M&M's. I'm enjoying these M&M's.
They were real M&M's. Dude.
So, Super Bowl picks from you guys. What do you got, Gum?
Bengals money line.
Yeah!
Oh, you're a camp.
Team of destiny. Team of destiny.
Yeah, that's my e-bereed each other's mail, friend.
I told you, Marenzi, all the stats and everything else tells me Rams, but my heart tells me give me the four, so I'll take
the Bengals. Yeah, here we go. Bengals
Nation.
Bengals
points.
Yeah!
Gotta take the four. Gotta
3-0,
four.
Baby!
Four versus one.
Yeah, now you know what it feels like, Marenzi. I got the gang on my side.
Why are you going to the day for?
Yeah, but you get defensive. Side, you get mad.
Yeah, I don't get mad.
I was sitting there yesterday looking at the guests. Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah, every guest came on.
I was surly yesterday. I got problems.
What's going on, dude?
My doctor gave me some bad drugs. Like, I'm all over the place. No, like, this stuff he's got me on, I can't even, like, breathe.
He's
sweating
got rage.
More.
He's like a roid rage.
Yeah, I know. It's like roid rage. You're supposed to keep me alive. It's actually killing me. I know. I got problems. And I told you about my stomach, this thing in it. Anyway, Lou told me he's going to take me to New York for a checkup. He doesn't trust Canadian doctors.
No, it's true. You're right. You do need like a Mayo Clinic type.
I do. No, he said we're gonna do a show.
Like,
and he goes after the show.
The team.
Yeah, he goes. Yeah, we're gonna do a show, and he's gonna go to like real doctors, like the where the pros and the CEOs go to.
A-Rod's
not my
doctor.
Guy. Hey, A-Rod's like, no, here's my doctor. He's like, hey, who do you like in golf this week? I'm like. Dude, I'm here. Like, you stop. Help me.
Fix me, dude.
Better than my lawyer that I saw on Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And that, true story.
I had an incident at a Buffalo Bill game years ago.
An incident.
Yeah. There was an incident, so I had to return. I had to go to court, and I got a local lawyer. Did a great job. And I knew, though, he was a little crazy when he told me after. He goes, hey, you want to go party after?
Yeah.
What kind of lawyer asked the client to go, you know what I mean?
Party.
And then, you know, it was one of those, you know, where we can, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, this guy. And I look, I'm like, he graduated Canisius. I'm like, oh, God. Like, yeah. Like, you know. You know, they can.
Did they cover?
So. So, lo and behold, man, like 6 months, about, I don't know, 5-6 years later, somebody goes, bro, isn't that your former lawyer? He's being sued right now on Judge Judy, and the plaintiff said that he was hungover when he represented her in court.
Yeah, bad representation.
And I was thinking,
that's good. That's guilty. Your boy.
Guilty.
I know somebody else that was on Judge Joe Brown, and he was guilty as hell, and they were innocent. So next time you guys watch one of those court shows, the person's always getting screwed. It's like betting on sports. You know, like someone's always getting screwed. So all these four guys, Bengals. It's the Bengal crew.
Yeah.
They're all hipsters. I like the
Bengals crew.
Gabe, it pains me. We're Steelers fans. Stone in our face. It hurts.
You just feel the Bengals.
The Hollywood Super Bowl Evel Knievel crew is going with the Rams.
Yes.
Right? We're going with the Rams. So what about hockey tonight, guys? And what do you got for us, Cam? You guys, what do you got?
Who, Ron Rubber?
Yeah.
Let's get to the board.
Texas hockey.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we're all on the Stars. Stars.
Dallas Stars over the Winnipeg Jets. Yeah. Agreed. Let's talk about the Islanders and Oilers. You know what? I like the Islanders as a pooch. Edmonton is a horrible favorite. They might win tonight because they're due. Tampa Bay on the puck line against the Coyotes. Ooh, Kraken and Ducks. I like
there
the
Ducks.
And a parlay with the Ducks and Stars.
Yeah,
there we go.
Texas
Ron Rubber.
Did the Oilers fire Tippett? Is he gone?
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, dude, that team, what a joke. Anyway,
the Warriors screwed me last night.
I warned you. We talked about the show.
Good call by the Mavericks.
The Knicks?
I lost to the Knicks.
Yeah.
Outright.
Yep.
That's pathetic.
It is.
It really is simply pathetic.
If you guys stop betting the Oilers, you'll get rich. I've learned that team is never on tickets. I'm done. Like, that ship has sailed.
What's wrong? What are they missing?
Know what it is?
Defense?
I'm going to say this. Anyway, it's not a hockey. No, McDavid, everyone loves this guy. He's not a great two-way player. Yeah. Like, he's not the perfect player. Like, McKinnon at least goes in there, punches you in the face and stuff. Finesse is one thing, and you can't just blame Koskinen in the D all the time.
Yeah.
The Oilers have a defensive problem. Like, Zach Hyman, trust me, in Toronto, guy's a wicked player. The Oilers got major issues. They have one line, and the rest of their team blows. They have no depth.
Gumpy only bets the Panthers.
I like the Panthers.
Panthers, Texas Hockey, or the Cougars.
That's all you need. The Cougars started so bad. They started so bad, and now you get them at plus money every
night. Poor Tom's like leaning over. I'm just thinking the set we're on with the white leather chair.
Look at him now. Like, sharing a microphone with me and Gabe.
No, it's good. It's going to keep these guys real.
Yeah.
Hey,
with us is good.
Let's be honest, that is a very new thing. Every other time it's been like this. Hey, no complaints whatsoever.
No, that was over the top. What a set.
It was wild.
That really
Absolutely
was. Insane. So, from your guys' perspective, actually, too, man, what a wild journey and ride this must have been, man, the last couple of years you guys are on?
Yep.
Yeah, it's awesome. I never would have dreamt that we would have been here on that stage. It's really
surreal.
You try not to get too caught up in it. Like, you want to appreciate the moment, but at the same
You can still have a show going. You guys haven't really processed everything, right? No. You're like, wow, we're the biggest sports show in North America now.
Yep.
No.
Oh, who's bigger?
I don't know. That's, you can't think like
Maybe Jim Rome.
Rome's got a big
show. No, I told Cam earlier.
Bob Baffert.
All kidding aside, guys, I'm taking a million pictures of everybody. I told Cam, I said, the only person I really care about getting, I want to meet Jim Rome. I'm a big Jim Rome fan.
I saw him out of a sweet limo this morning.
Oh, sure. Dude, he's so rich and like... But he lives rich.
Yes.
He owns racehorses in Kentucky. You know what I mean?
He was pimping Bombay Sapphire Gym. I'm like, here he comes.
He's nothing but class, right?
Yes. Like, what about when he showed up on the sidelines for the Chiefs game? When was the last time he was a sideline reporter for an NFL game?
Exactly.
Let's go to Jim Rome. I was like, what?
Yeah. He doesn't have to do that.
He doesn't.
Not going on the
sideline. That's love of the game right there.
No, he's cool.
That's right.
I have met him once before, but it was like a long time ago, and he wasn't a jerk then. See, I just wanted to get, get over there. But I think we're on at the same time all the time. All right, so speaking of time, we're out of time with the crew. We're going to bring Mike Tenier in. We're going to talk Super Bowl. Anyways, cut their mics. They like the Bengals anyway. what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what I mean? Hey. Thanks, guys. I love you guys.
It.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for everything.
Love you guys.
Cup. Thank Geraldo, you. Guys, rock, hammer, down, hammer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're kicking it live on Media Row, live from Los Angeles. Countdown to Super Bowl 56 is on, and wow, what a week. What a roller coaster. What an adventure up and down. We've been here, man, and we'll be here again tonight, actually, and it won't be quite as glamorous. I'm going to tell you, the Hammer Don crew, they won't be here. Pat McAfee's not going to be here.
No.
Mike Tenier of the New York Times. These guys, Tenier, where are you going tonight? You hanging with Lee Steinberg, Roger Goodell, Playboy Mansion.
I might be in my hotel room in bed by 7 o'clock. Yeah, I wish I was going to the Playboy Mansion. I've been hearing some of these stories that are going around here about parties where they're handing out like loose joints and things like that. And
Free?
If you think I could get invitations to play parties like that when I was 15.
Yeah, those are the parties we like.
Yeah, you've already gone. Yeah. Here's a joint, buddy.
I had my fun in 1986. No more fun for me.
It's funny you say that. All kidding aside, though, I've noticed that there's quite a few, especially now with the legalization of it everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of NFL players who are here promoting weed strains, CBD, legal, just selling marijuana strains, et cetera. A lot of them, multiple.
CBD, THC, and now some of them are moving up to mushrooms. I'm like, guys, that's a gateway drug. They warned us when it was a gateway drug. We say, no, it's not, it's not. Now it's like, hey, would you like some legal magic mushrooms? No, I don't want that.
No, that's crazy.
One step at a time.
No, you're right.
I have no problem with the trees, but yeah.
You're saying mushrooms are going too far?
Yeah.
Morenzi's like, that's enough. Right. Keep mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms are the type of thing we're going to talk magic mushrooms about here.
I know.
But they are the type of things. Yeah. You don't know how it's going to affect certain people.
No,
that's right.
Like, you know what I mean? Somebody doesn't smoke some joints and they don't like it. Don't worry about it. You're going to be all right in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Not mushrooms, man. It can mess your ass up.
No, it does.
I know. The last time I did mushrooms, and I'll tell a story. It was at Woodstock in 1994.
Oh, yeah.
Not the violent one, the second one.
The friendly one.
Right. It was a great time. But I was there, and it was one of those deals. Well, I'm at Woodstock, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in, he's like, of course, right? So I'm at the front, and it was literally a guy came. He had a garbage bag, bro.
Yeah, of mushrooms. Just like digging.
That's right.
It was like
handfuls.
And it was like, one of those Woodstock moments. Help yourself, everybody.
Yeah, mix nuts.
And man, I was already about like 16 beers deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I answered the question. The problem with mushrooms is, sorry, Mike, I'm not a, like, I didn't know we were turning this into Drugs, Inc.
Well, we were telling people not to do it.
Yes, exactly.
Like, don't do drugs. You can stay in school. That's the moral story.
You don't have 16 beers with mushrooms.
Or become an NFL player and then open a weed company.
It turns out they were only portobello mushrooms anyway. Anyway, that's the story of how you threw a bottle at Metallica, right? And that's the way the story is.
Not Metallica, but I have had incidences.
But they like that. They're into that. Like.
No, but it's crazy. So, you know, we got gambling. We got people pimping weed on Media Row. How many Super Bowls have you covered? How long have you been covering the NFL for?
I've been covering the NFL since 2004, 2005. This is my 9th or 10th Super Bowl, give or take the ones I had to miss like last year. And every one of them's a little different. This one is a little quieter, more laid back. Maybe it's because everybody's pimping weed. That might be the
That's a good point. You're right.
Yeah. It's got the Cali feel to it.
You know what it is, though?
Early, it's the time zone difference because everything, the East Coast media runs everything, as you know. So I'm waking up in my hotel room, Cam, and I'm waking up early here because I'm trying to get a head start.
Exactly.
I'm waking up at like 6:45, 7 a.m. Yep. I turn on ESPN. Thiesman and everybody's already on here.
Right. I'm looking fresh.
And I'm like, God, I'm really behind. I know. And you and I roll in. How come there's no one here? They were here 8 hours ago, jackass.
It's a slot.
So what do you think about the game, Mike? Because we've had a lot of different opinions. I can't say that, oh, yeah, everybody. I share everything with everyone. I can tell you, I've spoken to a ton of NFL players this week on and off the air. Almost to a man, they all like the Rams.
Yeah.
And they all think the Rams are going to kill them.
Right.
Every better handicapper, and you know, sort of hipster, you know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, hipster.
On the Bengals.
Right. That sounds right.
Which one are you?
I'm pro Rams. I look at the teams. I think they're similar teams because they both want to spread the ball out, throw the ball to Jamar or throw the ball to Cooper Kupp, empty backfield, all that. And then you look at them pound for pound, and the Rams are better. They're more experienced. They're better at positions like the defensive line and the secondary, et cetera. You know, Football Outsiders does all of the statistical breakdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have the Rams ranked ahead of the Bengals in pass offense, rushing offense, pass defense, rushing defense, and special teams.
Basically, the only stat I think that the Bengals are, they average more yards per pass, right?
More yards per pass.
Two, I guess. And there's another one. Is there one more stat? I think that's about it.
Something like that. And then they get sacked a million times, so it kind of like cuts that. Yeah, so you get more yards per pass.
I would say something that I'd say, Mike, that people aren't talking about, but I was going to say they aren't talking about enough. One thing, the turnovers. The last seven games, the Rams have turned the ball over 14 times.
Wow, yeah.
14 times.
And
the Bengals have turned the ball over twice.
The Bengals protect the ball. That's the thing.
And you know, in the season, the Bengals are actually at zero, like net minus turnovers, which is pretty freaking impressive. You're a numbers guy. How impressive is that?
For a young quarterback.
And is that random, or turnovers random in your opinion?
There can be random elements to it because sometimes balls are bouncing and things like that. You have to look at things like the fumbles. Like sometimes a team just pounces on a bunch of their own fumbles, and then that's totally random. Like that ball's going to bounce.
Yeah.
It's going to go into Aaron Donald's chest, or it's going to go into a blocker's chest, et cetera, there. But one thing about the turnovers is they do get streaky. The Bengals were turnover prone early in the season. Now you can say Joe Burrow's improved as the year went on. I think he has improved as the year goes on. But he hasn't suddenly turned into the least turnover prone quarterback in the league, which is what he's done the last couple of weeks. I think he's vulnerable to that. We know Stafford's vulnerable to turnover. But, yeah, but we also know all the other things they're capable of on offense. And I think that the whole hipster thing, well, first of all, some people like the underdog. And, of course, gamblers are going to like the underdog because you're going to get plus 125, plus 150,
Bill Romanowski won 4 Super Bowls. He buys into Joe Burrow. He was on our show yesterday. He goes, guys, I think it'll be close, but ultimately Joe Burrow's just better than Matt Stafford. Just by a little.
I guarantee you, by the way, Romanowski's not pimping weed. Whatever he's pimping is not weed.
No, fish oil.
Fish oils. Fish,
oh, my God.
Fish oils, nutrition drinks, get lean.
Eugenics type stuff.
It's called something 53. And
you look like you're on it,
looking thick.
Right.
Monster.
Right here. Oh, my God.
How do you think the Bengals attacked it? Like, okay, here's the deal. We know that the Bengals, we look at receivers.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. So how do you think, the question that I have, what kind of running game? Because you know the Bengals are going to, we talk about the Rams' pressure, so they're going to be doing a lot of dinking and ducking, use their aggressiveness against them. But do you think Mixon can run the ball in this game and be effective?
I think he can be somewhat effective. I don't think it's the key to it. The weakness of the Rams' defense is he can allow short passes over the middle of the field. That's very consistent. They like having their safeties back. They like have Ramsey shut down. They want to attack with the front four. A lot of space in between. That's what Garoppolo and the Niners would always do to them. Here's your dink. Here's your dunk.
Yep.
Stop Kittle over the middle. Stop Debo over the middle. So that's Tyler Boyd's territory. story. It normally would have been CJ. I don't think he's going to be out there, you know, at tight end.
They're going to attack Weddle hard.
They're going to attack Weddle. He's going to have to play as a glorified linebacker. I was stunned to find out he's going to be the signal caller in there.
Yeah.
So they're going to have him up there in the run. You do not want him out there. Oh, you're isolated on Tyler Boyd as the third receiver.
Good luck.
Go take care of that.
That's a problem.
Yeah, but they know that, and I think they're going to scheme in a situation. That's not the problem.
If I wasn't in California, I'd start clicking Boyd right now.
Yeah, yeah, Boyd.
Yeah.
I know. And you can believe you can do anything you want in California.
Except that I got one or two in before I left Jersey, where everything's legal, including, you know, having a duel with Aaron Burr. You can do that.
Yeah. That's why I love Jersey.
Right. But I forgot to get all my bets in, and now I realize, well.
Who do you trust? You're going to have to make a call.
I got
to
make a call.
Go in the account. Yeah. Just make sure. The problem is, whenever you got to make a call, you'd prefer to make a call to someone that doesn't really gamble. You know what I mean? But then, secondly, if they don't gamble, then it's a nightmare to navigate. I remember my ex-girlfriend walking her through. Okay, honey.
Oh, God.
Go to the top right of the screen and click. Yeah. And then if you want to get complicated, imagine telling someone, even if it's your buddy, all right, I need you to go under the props and then alternate yards
and then
click on that, right? Like, come on.
It's personal, too. That's my gambling information. They got your history and stuff. It's like somebody's got my ID. I don't want to tell anybody.
I almost want someone that doesn't know me.
No, you know what I'm saying?
True. Like George Costanza, Bosco.
Yeah, exactly, Bosco.
Yeah, they were like, what if, you know, remember, he wouldn't give up his bank card to his wife?
I'm picturing trying to call my wife to place a bet for me right now. She's like, no. But it's for content, honey. It's for work.
You don't want her to know you're putting $500 on the game.
It's also different putting in a golf bet. There's a million things to click on with this game. We get rattled with the scrolling.
Well,
it's impossible.
I've called our boy in for a couple.
Yeah.
I've kept it simple. I don't want to be a pain in the ass. So I just tell him, just give me the Raptors on the money line. Just give me the Lakers on this, right? But it's killing me inside because
I
want to take Siakam over 8 rebounds and miss over 10.
I gotta
I'm not
going to
be a jerk.
We've won our bets, but the trip, like the way we used to, the volume's gone down. That's
okay.
The whole problem.
We're
going to
make it all back on Sunday. Yeah.
Long story short, Jeff, if you're listening, put 10 on Tyler Boyd. You hear me, Jeff?
Yeah, if you're watching.
I'll pay you back at PJ's next Sunday.
If you're watching, kicking it with Mike Tenier. Mike, who do you think the MVP is? Who's the big factor? Matt Stafford is the favorite to be the MVP. Do you have an MVP vote?
I do not have an MVP vote. No.
Do you vote on the honors or anything?
I don't. I do the Pro Football Writers Association, but not the AP stuff. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I don't have a vote on
You're too critical. You're too mean. That's why. Yeah.
I'm too obscure. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's why you're with us. See, I love you. Mike Tenier. All right. So here are the odds. So Matt Stafford, put the odds. Good job, guys. We get the odds back up, please. So you got Matt Stafford at +125. I don't know, man. I think I think the Rams could win without Stafford putting up massive numbers. And I think maybe they'd rather just give it to Cooper Kupp anyways.
Right.
You got Joe Burrow at +230, which is a pretty clear choice if they win.
Right.
Cam thinks Mixon is an X factor here. Well, a lot of people talking about Aaron Donald, but if the Rams kick their ass, that means they're going to put a bunch of points up. And you know what I mean? It doesn't correlate.
You know what, Gabe? I think with the Bengals, you have to take a shot on either Boyd or Higgins at those prices.
Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know we got a break coming. Hang in here, Mike. You're good for a couple more minutes, and we'll do a couple more minutes with Mike. We'll get his couple of prop picks and MVP picks. We'll get Cam's take on this too. You got to think outside the box a little bit.
Yep.
Well, you like my thinking outside the box. Eli Apple, 200-1.
I like it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
There you are.
Just think about it. Hey man, gets pick six.
Right.
Two interceptions and a pick six. Eli Apple's the MVP.
There you go.
Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. Countdown to Super Bowl 56 continues as well. We're throwing it down live on Media Row. And it's the calm before the storm. We're getting all of our bets in. It's been a wild day. We've had some great guests, including Mike Tenier. So, Mike, you've got a shuttle to get you out of here.
Yeah. We got a party tonight.
Which one are you going to?
I'm going to the one out at Universal.
Nice. Some of our guys are going there.
It should be fun.
Yeah, free Universal tour, free booze, food.
Right.
Is it free?
Listen to him.
You RSVP?
Oh, wow.
Did you RSVP?
That's amazing.
No, you're in the cam. Everything is free.
Yeah, just asking.
Everything's free. Yeah. All right, I know it's free.
Shaq's party's $2,000. It's not free.
Before we get you out of here, MVP. Who's the MVP pick for you?
I like that Cooper Kupp at +550 you were showing me there. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking back to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Julian Edelman wins the MVP for Tom Brady.
Yes, sir.
You know, 11 catches, 12 catches. If that's the kind of game this is, and they're going to say Kupp was more impressive than Stafford because he was just delivering the short passes, the voters have done that in the past. My friend Brian from Football Outsiders pointed this out. Voters have done that in the past. That's a good bet, especially with that at those odds.
Mike Tenier with us, MP Outsiders.
Final score?
28-17 Rams. That's what I'm going for. So I teased that all around. So I went over,
you're right on the 7-point teaser line.
Remember,
right.
Cam, I do have my ultra to play in you with do. the +15.
Interesting.
Mike Tenier, great stuff. We're going to speak on the phone. Let's do a hit when you get back, East Coast, if you got time next week for us.
Absolutely. I should have time next week.
Post Super Bowl, we'll analyze it.
Sleep for 3 days afterwards, especially if I get some of those weed samples. Let me sleep.
Remember, edibles aren't bad for long red eyes.
Oh,
Mike Tenier. Great stuff, Mike. It was great meeting you in person.
Thank you for the time, my man. Thank you, guys.
Have a good one. Always a pleasure, my man. There's Mike Tenier with us. We go from Mike Tenier to somebody who I was a big fan of,
me
man.
Too.
Big Eric Metcalf
fan.
As Eric Metcalf, badass, one of the fastest dudes ever to play.
Yep.
In the National Football League, NFL kickoff return leader. Of course, his father was Terry. And he joins us right now, live on Media Row, Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, you know what?
What's going on, my man? Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. Always been a fan of yours, man.
My father still is Terry Metcalf.
Yeah. Comes out swinging.
Yeah, but
you know what? I said that because, they're not the it's not the St. Louis Cardinals anymore.
No.
I'll tell you that, bro, right?
Yeah. They're not.
Old school. Listen, you played for a lot of teams, but I just think you're Cleveland Brown. Is that fair?
That's what I think. And, I had a good season in Atlanta and went to the Pro Bowl in San Diego. But when it's all said and done, I want to be known as Cleveland Brown. They have some of the best players ever in that franchise history. And so to be considered one of those guys is who I want to be.
It's a special place, isn't it? I'm a Buffalo Bill fan, and I think there's a lot of similarities. We've both gone through a hell of a lot of pain over the years.
Good point.
So I get to see you jump on the table?
No. I'm too old, bro. I'm too old for that.
Are we going to light it on fire?
I'm too up. I don't know if I can do it.
Prove it.
I feel like call me out now. Man, yesterday, D'Angelo Williams. This table would be hard, bro.
Yeah, that's hard, bro. He's not going through that table.
Hey, I've been pissing my guy off. He'll be willing to throw me through it if you want. You know what I mean?
Prove your fandom.
Hey, and these nut jobs in Buffalo, now it's not enough.
Yeah.
No, listen, I'm a diehard fan. I'm not an idiot, all right? And God bless these guys.
I'm not
guys.
Lighting myself on fire.
Yeah, now the table has to be on fire, bro. It's not enough. No, I like you guys in Cleveland. Just put a dog face
on. Yeah, rough.
You know what I mean? Get drunk and go out there, man.
Hey, that could go both ways, right?
Yeah.
If we're winning, you can wear it. If we're losing,
you can wear it. It's a good point, yeah.
All right, so.
Multi-purpose.
So, man, you were super fast, dude. Super fast dude, long jump, track and field, Texas Longhorns. Yesterday we had Mecole Hardman here, and our boy, it started off with one of our guys here, one of the bosses, older guy, played baseball before. He asked Hardman, he said, do you think if you spotted me 20 and a 40 that I could beat you? And he said, you wouldn't last. You wouldn't survive. It wouldn't happen. And then Cam rolls in, and for a big man, he can actually rumble.
I can.
Cameron was in and goes, come on, man, 20 yards. And you're saying 23 yards?
23 is the number.
Spotted 23 yards.
I got to run 17. He's got to run 40. But he's got world track. He's got world class speed.
That's fast. But what are you going to do in your first 10? That's.
I can get out of the box hot. I'm worried about the last seven.
Isn't that what football is all about, too? Like, you forget about the long stuff, the initial burst. What was the key to a returner?
As a track guy, I want to say it's going to be hard for him to catch you. I mean, unless you're just like.
Really? A turtle, and I'm not a turtle. I used to play defensive end and hockey and stuff. I can move.
Say, can you fight? We ask, can you run?
I've been beaten up by the best. Trust me.
going to happen. But I like that line from Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
And they said when he came out of college at the U, they said, oh, he's not that fast. And he goes, I'm football fast.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what that means, man.
And that's all that matters. You know, when you're out there on the field, can you make plays at full speed? Can you stop and start and get back to full speed quickly? That's all that matters because everyone's fast. I mean, regardless of your size, they're fast to some degree, right, to some level. So you have to be able to change direction and come off it and run full speed. And you know, we were talking when I do TV in Cleveland, and we were talking this year when Denzel Ward had a 98 or 100-yard interception return against the Bengals. And we were on the post-game show, and they were like, he was talking about he was gassed and he was tired and all this after that return. He said, Eric, you're a former track coach and all that, and you're a fast guy. Were you winded? How do you run 100 meters? I said, well, I'm going to tell you this. When I had a 100-yard return, I was running so fast, I didn't have to run hard all the way.
Once you were past like the 40, it's like, yeah, you get to sort of
because that was one of my things when I had long touchdowns. I wanted to see how early I could stick my arms up.
Eric, the game's changed.
Like a horse.
You're telling me you're like,
all right, man, last time I sort of celebrated around the 20. I want to get it to like the 30, right, or the 40, right?
Yeah, I got the Bengals 1 year at 50.
Wow, you knew you were gone.
And the guy was chasing me, and I was waving.
But the thing is, it's a lost art, though. Because think about this. These guys, you know what? Kick a deep, take a knee. Mel Gray, yourself, all these other guys, legends like that. When we were watching football, you took the ball out and you went. So it's a bit of a different game now. Like,
Let's just say
it's a lot more dangerous.
It definitely is. And I mean, I understand them trying to be safe with the turns and all that. But essentially, you're taking that team's best player out the game.
Yeah.
Both sides, you know? And so when I look at it, I think of Cordell Patterson is probably the only person who team gives him the opportunity to bring it out because they believe he can score. They're trying to score. You look at other teams now, I think it's about just securing the ball.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing that drives me crazy. Let me ask you this. Does it drive you crazy? Because it does. And I've talked a little about this a lot on my show. And I get it. It sucks. You're back there. It seems like a lot of the younger players feel like it's a punishment. Oh, you know, I don't want to do this, right? And how many times when you watch football does it bother you? I'm not going to ask you. When you see it, it's like, bro, either catch the ball and return it or don't let the ball bounce.
Yeah.
So many players let the ball bounce now. Or they'll just catch it and they act like they're doing you a favor to catch it. And I get it. Like you said, it sucks. That's your damn job, bro.
You know,
right, you're getting paid to go out there and return. Like,
I don't mind them letting the ball bounce sometimes. They feel like they can't get it clean because it
seems to happen a lot.
It could be disaster. But you know what? I think they do it. They feel in their minds that they can't get it clean because they're scared that they're not going to catch it. And so
that's the thing. Yeah. When you played, there's only like Cordell Patterson, receiver, returner, whatever. You,
right.
Running back, receiver, returner. You don't have those guys anymore.
You don't, but – and I think they don't put those guys back there. You don't have to worry about that because the way they coach special teams now. When, like I said, myself, Devin Hester, Dante Hall, Brian Mitchell, guys, when Josh Cribbs, when guys play, they knew that these particular people could score if everything is blocked right.
Yep.
And so they would scheme to score touchdowns. And if you don't get a touchdown, you're getting 3, 4, 5 first downs for the offense. So you're shortening the field.
Yeah.
Whereas these guys, let's catch the ball and see if we can drive it 80 yards down the field
seven
times a game.
The great Eric Metcalf with us live on Meteor Row in Hollywood, California. We're kicking the countdown. The kickoff is on. So let me ask you about Odell Beckham because I think he's going to have a big impact on this football game. I got him scoring the first touchdown. I think he's going to score the first touchdown of the game, get the party started. What's the difference with OBJ here? Was it just Baker? What, you know what I mean? What's your take? I'm coming hot here. What's your take on OBJ?
He's giving me a look like, hey, no, here we go.
Because my look was, I have him being MVP.
So you guys are boys now. See, Marenzi, it's turned all the Bengals, and now you and Metcalf.
I really, it's back and forth. I really do because, you know, I think first we'll answer the question about him and Baker. So I think when I talk about it, I think it's everyone's fault. Right, I think obviously Odell was frustrated, wasn't getting the ball, wanted out. I agree as a player because I've been on an 11-5 team in Cleveland, won a playoff game, and still asked to be traded because I wasn't getting the ball and I felt like I wasn't contributing to our success. So I understand that.
Yeah.
But, you know, then but he showed frustration.
Yeah.
And it kind of bled into the team. Okay, so that's his part. Then we have Baker.
Do guys start to take sides in the room? Is that true?
The answer's maybe. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Okay. Allegedly. We understood. We understand.
Yeah, we
why,
get it.
We
understand.
It starts to spill. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you know. Then you have Baker who is playing hurt, I guess, and not reaching him on deep ball. He's underthrowing. His fault, you know. And then you have Stefanski, who obviously
figured out and getting the damn ball.
Because they figured out with Devontae Adams, they figured out with Cooper Kupp, they figured out with DeAndre Hopkins.
And McVay figured it out pretty fast.
That Cleveland team did a lot of crazy things because Stefanski was one of the best coaches. You're playing a hurt Baker Mayfield. Case Keenum's not much worse than him anyway.
Yeah, we don't want to get you in trouble. Why isn't Stefanski giving the ball to Chubb, bro?
He's the best. All
you
day.
You are asking a question that I ask.
You see Chubb run for everyone over, and they don't give him the ball again.
They would beat the Packers if they just gave the Chubb. Like, don't make Baker throw four picks. Come on now. Come on.
Everybody wants to know, what do we have to do to fix Baker? Turn around and hand the
ball off to Nick Chubb. Exactly. It is. Why do they complicate it?
And even if it's not Nick, give it to Kareem.
Yeah.
And maybe DeArnest.
I agree.
You have all those linemen who are going to the Pro Bowl. You have Pro Bowl running backs. Give them the ball. Pass it 20 times.
Smart guys try to outthink themselves too much. It could be simpler.
Yes. I mean, I get it. Passing sexy and all that. But once again, you pass the ball.
That Green Bay
game,
you're right.
I'm right. I know.
I remember Nick. He was running the ball down the field.
He was
killing them. Bring him back. And it's like he's running him down the throat.
Killing the Packers himself.
Let's drop back and throw it.
Exactly.
It's like, why don't you just let him finish the damn drive?
Yes.
Let him finish the damn drive.
You know the problem is, and I talk about this all the time, is if the Cleveland Browns showed up off the bus and coming out there, you as defensive coordinator is going to say, they're coming in here, we have to stop the run. We have to stop the run because this is what they do. I think we've gotten to a situation where Stefanski is like, they think we're going to run the ball.
We're going to trick them.
So what?
You're doing what they want you to do if you're not going to run the ball.
Exactly.
Make them stop the ball.
I'm telling you, man, you always think, I don't know why coaches and managers don't do this more. Do what you don't want done to you, to them.
Yes. Exactly.
Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're having too much fun here. Live in LA, we're having too much fun. Great story.
Oh, I love Metcalf.
Great stories. Quickly, we got 2 minutes, and you're going to get out of here. What is it? We saw Davis Maddock, and thanks for pissing our guest off, Maddock.
Yeah.
So we saw, he's like, I don't like something up there. And we're like, oh, what? And he's like, that Oklahoma helmet. Man, Longhorns, right? Longhorns. You guys ever going to get good or what?
Yeah, what's going on?
Football.
We're going to be back.
It's a process?
No, we're going to be back. We just have to give our coaches opportunity to work with the classes they recruit.
Instead of getting impatient, hiring, firing.
Something like the Browns were doing for many years, right?
Good point.
You got to get these guys in there, get their system, get the players that they want, and then we'll turn it around. Now Sark has people. He has all the kids from Texas staying in Texas and coming there, and so I think we get better. But
I think he's going to be a good recruiter, and he's a good coach. I think he's a good X and O type guy.
It's going to be tough in the SEC, but it's cool.
All right, we don't even have time. It was just a funny story. Me and Cam could tell it after about, you know, we had D'Angelo Williams and the Cowboys and how he hated the Cowboys for real. And you told us a story about how Mean Joe Green, you had a buddy of yours?
I had a buddy of mine, a Browns fan. I asked him if he wanted to meet Mean Joe Green. He said no, he's a Steeler. He actually told me his mother and father, one was a Browns fan, one was a Steeler fan. He said they divorced because of that.
Wow.
So I said, I know which one
and
you went with.
Exactly. Family, it's in your blood. It's your family. And you're not like that. You think these guys are crazy, right? There's some crazy fans out there, man?
I think that's fanatics. Sure. I mean, you never know. I mean, I saw the fan with De Niro and everything. So, you never know what's going to happen, right?
If I have no problem. I'm a Bills fan, but if a very sexy Patriot fan wants to, you know, get together, I got no problem.
You're not a Bills fan.
Hey, who's winning the Super Bowl?
I think the Rams win in a NFL blowout, which is like 13 points. Or if it's close, Cincinnati wins.
Score?
I go 31-20.
Wow.
And that Renzi.
Somewhere there.
Players,
see,
camp.
It started Bengals, Rams are
Eric Metcalf, everybody. Yeah. Awesome stuff,
Thank
my
you.
Man.
Thanks for having me.